and that fire would cook the cabin. If you had two pots, you'd put another hook on. And then if you had three pots, you'd put another hook on, because it's about, some chimney was about like that. You see, why you put three pots between them, but they never have that much at one time, over two or three pots at a time. That's the cabbage, or beans, or roasted chicken, you know, boil a chicken, boiled beef. We just put it on that hook, hang it over the fire. Of course, it'd be, when you put it on the hook, it's already crossed there, ready for that business. Mm-hmm. And when it got done, you could take your spoon, hook up what kind of spoon they call it, a big sort of a bevel dipper. You just take them up and see whether it's done or not. And if it's done, you put it back and take your hand, mm-hmm. because that poker would turn and my hooks are loose, and just take it and lift the, take the hole of the pot and lift it over that hook and come on out. And go in the room at the table and pour it out, fix it up, get your bread ready and food is ready for dinner, mm-hmm. right then. And if you had to make coffee, every morning for coffee, they got in there and they parched their own coffee, green coffee. Mm-hmm. And took out some coal, put it on the hearth. Then they'd get the skillet, mm-hmm. and sit on there and just like popping popcorn in a way. Mm-hmm. They don't do that no more now. They've got electric poppers now. And when you, let's see how that go. Oh yeah, you just get your skillet hot down here first, mm-hmm. get it sort of started, and you take your green coffee out of a sack there, dip it out of a sack, toast sack looking sack, I don't know what to call it now, mm-hmm. and dip out a cup, or two cups, or three cups. If you had a big family, it'd take about two or three cups. And if you had a light family, it wasn't much of it, but half a cup or one cup or two. And you put it in this, just like you do sweet potatoes. And you put this here lid and get it real hot. Then this one don't want to be as hot as the top lid. And then they're roasting the coffee now. And you put that over it till it comes in popping. And when it comes popping, you raise it up and see how it's doing, and hold that thing with that poker lid and stir the coffee and hold it so I keep from popping out. Mm-hmm. Just like popcorn, you put popcorn in skillet. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ain't got a lid on, it'll all pop out.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the way that coffee would, uh-huh. it might pop out.
And you get the lid hotter than the bottom of the skillet?
You've got to have the lid hotter than you do the bottom. The bottom wants to be warm, pretty hot. Mm-hmm. But you want the top one that makes it pop and cook better and firmer. Of course, they learned it, the old people learned it, that's what they do, and that's just what they done.
Okay, if you were building a fire, you might take a big piece of wood and put it at the back and have it burn for a long time.
Yeah. And you put a, what they call it, a back stick. If you didn't want to be fooling with wood all the time, They cut a back stick, so long, big enough to be prepared to pick it up and tote it.